I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time once again for the business side this week with the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Hello again, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
You know, agribusiness is a catch-all word that can represent a number of important sectors in our state and local economy. And today, I thought we might discuss a few recent developments. Hemp, of course, has been commanding an awful lot of coverage, but you have an in-depth look at Alltech. Of course, they're under new leadership, Dr. Mark Lyons, succeeding the late founding father, Pierce Lyons. What's going on at that company?
Well, Alltech in Nicholasville is mostly quietly, sometimes they pop to the surface, but mostly quietly, a really, really big success story in Kentucky agribusiness. And, we think of agribusiness as, dirt roads and pickup trucks, but there's a lot of technology and science going on in agribusiness, and it's really the cutting edge in many cases. And Alltech is really a world leader in this stuff.
And they have a goal of opening up a lab called with Nutrigenomics. What's Nutrigenomics, and what's big about that?
Well, Nutrigenomics is looking at gene activation caused by diet. And Alltech's whole product line is designed to help animals first, and nowadays crops as well, and very potentially human beings very soon as well, to grow better, faster, and be more healthy and well as a result of what we put into our body. Pierce Lyons had several university degrees, including a PhD in biochemistry and brewing science, and he was an expert in yeast fermentation. And the very first product that he came up with, Yeesac, it helped dairy cows maintain better body pH levels for a longer period, and it increased milk production. He came here almost 40 years ago from Ireland to start his company. Kentucky is a good agribusiness center for the United States. It was then. It still is now. And he set up his company, and within less than a year, he had more than $1 million in sales. And it's been an Alltech company culture to put money back into its operations. And a lot of their operations are research and development. They have a lot of PhD research people in their structure here in Nicholasville. They've got a cluster in Dublin, Ireland. They have some at their other operations around the world. They're in at least 120 countries around the world now, but they research coming up with additives to put into animal feed or to apply to crops to just make you healthy. Animals, oftentimes, it's to improve their digestion. And agribusiness animals grow very fast. I was just shocked when they told me that a chicken, it comes out of the egg, and 42 days later, it's being sold to market. And that shocked me that a chicken grows to full size so fast. So in agribusiness, it's like every day, every hour, almost every minute counts. Alltech's products go into animal feeds and crops and make them all grow better and have stronger defenses against disease or whatever. And they just have been developing new products continuously for almost 40 years now.
And they have subscribed to that notion of the Planet of Plenty. Explain that.
Planet of Plenty was rolled out at this year's Alltech One Ideas Conference, where they had several thousand people from around the world come in here to Lexington to hear about their latest ideas and products. But Planet of Plenty is basically looking at making agribusiness a more sustainable operation. Agribusiness gets a lot of criticism for being environmentally harmful, and I guess some of it is, but there are many, many strategies that you can deploy to make agribusiness operations more sustainable, you know, better for the land rather than depleting of the land. And Alltech has been looking at this from its very origins. You know, this the concepts of Planet of Plenty were stuff that Pierce Lyons had developed back in the 80s. His son Mark was telling me that the marketplace wasn't especially ready to hear this back in the 80s, but nowadays the marketplace is very, very much looking at products and operations and businesses that are green and sustainable. And so Alltech's been coming at this for almost 40 years now, and so they think that with the right operations, the right inputs in your agribusiness operations, you can, you know, make the land better. You can certainly have a much, much lower carbon footprint. You can manage how animals are raised all the way through the process so that there is a much better carbon footprint outcome when you take your animal to market.
Yeah, and over the 40 years, too, Alltech has become a lot more diversified, going in a whole lot of different directions. Give us a couple of examples of that.
The diversity play that they've done over the last 5 to 10 years, and Mark Lyons says it will continue, is to acquire other companies. And most of these acquisitions have been feed companies that were their customers. They were selling their additives and supplements to the feed companies to add to their product, and Alltech wants to maintain good communication with that end user, the farmer himself, and farmers tend to be conservative and you know, a little bit reluctant to spend money like all of us, but farmers especially so, and the feed companies have long-term existing relationships with the farmers and the end users, and they have a trust relationship. So farmers believe, rightfully so, what the feed companies are telling them, and so Alltech feels like it has a very good story to tell these farmers, and by acquiring feed companies, they open up a better channel to talk to them, and then they can kind of keep themselves from getting squeezed out by some of the even bigger players in the world market, like Cargill or Archer Daniels Midland. These are companies that are, you know, factors of 10 larger than Alltech.
And Alltech really wants to make Kentucky an ag tech hub. Let's explore that for a minute or two.
Well, yes, that's an initiative that Alltech has been starting to talk about for a couple of years now, and there are a few of these ag tech business hubs around the world. There's not one in North America, so this is an opportunity for Lexington to jump into this space and establish itself as a center of expertise. And Alltech is a big research operation, and They would benefit just by having a larger community of like-minded businesses in the area, and so there would be more PhDs, more ag science research going on. But they're encouraging this, and the city of Lexington, Mayor Linda Gorton is enthused about it. She's talking about this a lot, holding events to discuss it publicly. State Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles is a big supporter of it. The State Cabinet for Economic Development is behind it. And at this point, they're trying to just get a conversation going so that the ag community in Kentucky can understand what this is. They can react to it, kind of identify any issues or problems that might need to be addressed as we pursue this, so that it can be done in a smart manner. You know, it seems like a pretty exciting idea. Israel is a big ag tech hub. In Europe, Dublin is an ag tech hub, and you know, it's companies that are applying advanced technology to address some of the issues in managing how crops are grown. You know, one of the businesses I've seen pitch their their concept at an Alltech conference was one that uses drones to fly over vineyards, and they have their cameras tuned so they can identify diseases in the grapevines before the human eye can even see it. Drones can cover, you know, 100 times more ground than a human can walking through the rows. So that's one of the ideas they're looking at. Other concepts are managing greenhouse operations, or even one of the operations in Israel is looking at growing insects as a protein source. And it's probably not going to be protein for humans, but animal feed needs lots and lots of protein. So raising insects for protein is probably a viable concept.
Kind of makes one stop and think what life might be like for Alltech and for us in the next 40 years.
Alltech is now north of $2 billion a year in revenue. And if things will roll out the way they hope, they are looking at being maybe a $10 billion company within the next 10 years. To get there, one of the things they're looking at, we mentioned earlier, nutrigenomics. They have, in Nicholasville, the only privately held nutrigenomics lab in the country. And nutrigenomics studies the DNA of animals to see what kind of genes are being activated by your diet. So we talked about how quickly chickens grow, and so they take tissue samples just in the first few days of a chicken's life, and after it has had a diet that includes certain supplements, such as Alltech's products, then they do a DNA analysis and look to see what kind of genes have been activated, you know, for growth or for the immune system or for oxygenation of your muscle, so that this fast-growing animal is going to turn out to be one with some chicken breast that we would enjoy eating, as opposed to having problems that there's an issue called wooden breast. I don't think we want that.
Certainly not. I've never feasted on a wooden breast and don't intend to. That is all the time that we have today on the business side. Our guest has been executive editor of the Lane Report, Mark Green, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
Always nice talking to you, Alan.